I got home and peeked into my apartment carefully. There didn't appear to be anyone waiting for me. There was no reason why there should have been, of course. But knowing that this arch-fiend who was terrorizing the metropolis knew where I lived was a little unsettling. He had proven he was the kind of monster who might do anything. He could even come in and leave more doll parts at any time. Especially if he was me. Which, of course, he was not. Certainly not. The pictures would show some small something to prove that the resemblance was only coincidental, and the fact that I was so strangely attuned to the murders was also coincidental, no doubt. Yes, this was clearly a series of perfectly logical, monstrous coincidences. Perhaps I should call the Guinness Book people. I wondered what the world record was for not being sure whether you committed a string of murders. I put on a Philip Glass CD and sat in my chair. The music stirred the emptiness inside of me, and after a few minutes, something like my usual calm and icy logic returned. I went to my computer and turned it on. I put the CD into the drive and looked at the pictures. I zoomed in and out and did everything I knew how to do in an attempt to clean up the images. I tried things I had only heard about and things that I made up on the spot, and nothing worked. At the end, I was no further along than I had been when I started. It was just not possible to get enough resolution to make the face of the man in the picture come clear. Still, I stared at the pictures. I moved them around to different angles. I printed them out and held them up to the light. I did everything a normal person would do, and while I was pleased with my imitation, I didn't discover anything except that the man in the picture looked like me. I just couldn't get a clear impression of anything, even his clothing. He wore a shirt that could have been white, or tan, or yellow, or even light blue. The parking lot light that shone on him was one of the bright argon anti-crime lights, and it cast a pinkish-orange glow. Between that and the lack of resolution in the picture, it was impossible to tell any more. His pants were long, loosely cut, light-colored. Altogether a standard outfit that anyone might have worn, including me. I had clothing just like it several times over, enough to outfit an entire platoon of Dexter lookalikes. I did manage to zoom in on the side of the truck enough to make out the letter A, and below it a B, followed by an R, and either a C or an O. But the truck was angled away from the camera, and that was all I could see. None of the other pictures offered me any hints. I watched the sequence again. The man vanished, reappeared, and then the van was gone. No good angles, no fortuitous accidental glimpses of his license plate, and no reason to say with any authority that either it was or was not deftly dreaming Dexter. When I finally looked up from the computer, night had come, and it was dark outside. And I did what a normal person almost certainly would have done several hours ago. I quit. There was nothing else I could do except wait for Deborah. I would have to let my poor, tormented sister haul me away to jail. After all, one way or another, I was guilty. I really should be locked up. Perhaps I could even share a cell with Mikhail. He could teach me the rat dance. And with that thought, I did a truly wonderful thing. I fell asleep.